what goes on Skid Row, and how do we save those people that are there?
First of all, you can't save anybody. They have to save themselves. Second of all, I'll speak from personal experience. I didn't want saving. I wanted more food stamps or more welfare or general relief or more money from panhandling or drug dealing. I wanted more money to get high. Something that nobody really wants to look at is people get high because it feels good. And people, a lot of people are in those situations because they choose to. You got to remember, there are shelters all over the place. There, I had access to probably 5 to 7 different shelters at that time, from Claire Foundation. Tarzana Treatment Center had a program where if you were on general relief, you could get on a waiting list, you could go there for free. Music Cares, Musicians Assistance Program, the Weingart Center. I mean, and I'm not saying it's not a huge problem and that those people don't need help, but you talk about change and you want to help a lot of people change. Something that needs to be talked about that's never talked about, most people don't want to change. Most people don't want to change. People want their toys back. People want their husband or their wife back. People want their criminal record to be free and not to be facing court or prison time. People want money so they can go get high. People want someone to stay with them so they can continue to abuse them. But very seldom do people actually want to change. I hope to God if someone is actually listening to this and truly wants to change, that they know that they can change. But I also hope to God that if someone is listening to this and they're deluding themselves into believing that they want to change, to maybe get clear on what you really want. Because if you're looking for comfort and you're looking for your toys back and you're looking for, you know, someone to come along and strike you rich. If you ask most people, you know, what do you want? What's your wildest dreams? Like, I want to be rich. What does that mean? What do you mean you want to be rich? That's an awful answer. You know, what do you want to do with the money? And this whole like, well, man, I would just travel and I would, I've done that. I have money now. And that does not fix everything. What I truly wanted was to learn to love myself and be comfortable with myself and start to attract people into my life that loved me for me. And to enjoy spending time with people that wanted to spend time with me. And when you get that, then you jump on a plane and you go to Nomotu and you catch some waves, or, you know, you go to Hawaii and you eat some acai bowls on the beach, or you go to Mexico and you drink a fresh coconut right off the tree. I mean, it can be really amazing, but I think if you ask most people what they really truly want, they don't know what they want.